Thank you for being with us in hour number three of Rosie on the House. Hour number three, we try and pick a different topic each week to help educate you, the Arizona homeowner, on something different in, around, and about your home. This week, we're talking territorial-style homes. Think, well, I'm not in a territorial-style home. Well, you may have exposed wood outside, and so that's where you may want to, you probably have something to gain from this. And to do that, Rosie's actually in Tucson with the Arizona's premier territorial-style home restoration expert, John Shimone of Adobe King.
Absolutely. We're down here on a beautiful Saturday morning in the Adobe capital of Arizona. Wouldn't you call it that, John?
Absolutely.
There's definitely more Adobe here than north of here, for sure.
Yeah, there's very little in Phoenix.
Very, very little. I was very fortunate as a kid. One of my first jobs I ever had there was a resort built in Paradise Valley, Scottsdale border area called Casablanca. And it had an onion dome top on it. And at that time, it was owned by Ramada Hotels. It was run as a resort. And I was a busboy in the restaurant. And this goes back to like 1969. And later, they converted it to a condo with an architect by the name of George Christensen. And George hired us to do the conversion. So we spent about 3 years in there remodeling various casitas. And I learned Adobe. And I learned one thing. It's messy.
Yes, it is.
What's your favorite Adobe?
I guess it's probably what we work on most here in Tucson. It'd be burnt Adobe from Mexico.
Yeah, and that they were producing that and sending it up. I mean, y'all were building with Adobe through down here all through the 50s and 60s. Let's talk a little bit about your history here in Tucson.
Well, I've been in business for about 20 years now. And we specialize in restoration and preservation of all types of adobe. But we also work on stucco because a fair amount of adobe is stuccoed. And we deal with keeping water out. Water is the enemy.
Here in Arizona, water is the enemy. And people don't get that.
It's the enemy for any wood that's exposed to the elements. You get the dry rot. And it's the enemy for all types of adobe, because water will cause it to deteriorate.
On the way to the studio this morning, I ran by and I grabbed a copy of the Arizona Republic that we're in this morning in the home section. We're in every Saturday morning. And they included some great pictures of that little dove nesting on top of the viga that's completely rotten out. And it is a conduit for moisture straight into your house.
Yeah, don't put false vigas on your house.
We got to the point where we tell people, if you want vigas, look, we're going to copper cap them. We're going to put a copper, it's good looking, sure. It looks authentic, it's not going to detract from the feel of the home, but everything a bird can see as they fly over the top of your house is either going to be elastomeric paint or copper.
Right.
And in doing that, we're going to turn down the maintenance of your territorial home by a huge amount.
Absolutely.
Now, people have to ask you all the time, if I'm building a home, what adobe should I use? I mean, a couple of the adobe manufacturing plants are gone now.
Yeah, the ones here in Tucson are both gone. And all that you can get that's close, that's here local, is burnt adobe. You can still buy that, and you can build out of it patio walls. You can't build a house out of burnt adobe anymore, or any type of adobe in Pima County.
Really?
Yes.
Even if I go in and do a bond beam collar and poured concrete jams in exterior corners, I can't infill it with the adobe?
You know, I'm not a builder.
Okay.
So the codes change, and they change often. And what do you have to do to be able to build with adobe? You can. Normally what they'll have you do is build the walls with 2x4s, and then you're going to be putting a what I call a wafer.
Yeah.
It's just a 3-inch deep brick that's stacked up with mortar in between for a facade. And it'll look like it's an adobe house, but actually it's a frame house.
I tell people that ask me what adobe should I use, I say, you know, a slump block concrete block really works pretty well. And your mortar wash over the top of that, there aren't very many people that'd be able to tell you it's not adobe.
No, they can look just like adobe and last for for thousands of years.
When people ask you that, what's the story you tell about doctors?
People will ask me, you know, because I do the home shows, I'm going to build a house and I want to build it out of adobe. Which one do you recommend? And I say, it's like asking a doctor, which cigarette should I smoke? Well, don't smoke a cigarette. Build your house out of concrete block.
And make it look like adobe.
Or
right?
Whatever. I mean, they have beautiful, beautiful ways of building houses out of concrete block, whether it's split face concrete block or slump block. They can be gorgeous.
So down here, when people ask you that, you say, just go see Joe at Young Block.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
He'll take care of you. You'll be all set.
All colors. And you all colors.
And you know what? You're going to love, in 20 years, you're going to love me for sending you that direction.
Plus, you won't give me a penny.
Yeah, that's right. You'll be out of work.
No, because the old adobes don't go away.
And there's a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. Probably about 15% is my rough guess. Of houses here in Tucson.
In Metro Tucson, you think 15% of the housing stock is adobe?
In Pima County, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if it's 10. I'm pretty sure it's not 20.
Okay. What do you see the most often?
It's burnt adobe.
And how? What problems are you seeing in it?
Water.
It's a sponge.
It's a sponge. It's pure dirt. It's pure dirt. And it doesn't qualify as a true adobe. Definition of adobe is a sun-dried earth brick. Well, a burnt adobe is a clay brick put into an oven, very much the same as a common clay brick that you find all over the country.
Oh.
But it's not the quality control.
Well, you can get, they were selling and manufacturing stabilized adobe.
Yes.
I mean, at least they took it to that level.
Right.
Before they went out of business.
Yeah. Stabilized out of two different things, two different plants here in Tucson. One made asphalt stabilized adobe, almost the same composition as an asphalt road. The difference is it has dirt in it. An asphalt road doesn't have any dirt.
Okay.
And then there's cement stabilized adobe, which is stabilized with cement. 5, 6, 7% cement with dirt.
Gives it that just that little bit of extra durability.
Right.
And even adobe, as susceptible it is to moisture, we see a lot more old adobe buildings in Arizona than we do old wood buildings.
Yes.
I mean, when people ask me why I'm such a masonry advocate, I say, just jump in your four-wheel drive and go search the ghost towns in Arizona. You tell me which buildings are still standing.
Right.
and if they can stand, Fort Bowie, you know, on Interstate 10, you know, south of Interstate 10. It's been there 120 years, I think, and you still have foundation walls and extension walls and door jams up, and of course, Casa Grande, you know, it's the Conservation Corps built a cover over that to protect it, but you're lasting hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years.
You know, as opposed to one-by siding, you know, that's gone in 50, 60 years, and in the 50 and 60 years, you had to spend a couple thousand hours maintaining it.
Right. There's a good reason why they used adobe, you know, 200 years ago. It's because it's what they had, dirt.
And they got pretty smart about it in calculating the right thickness.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that and the thermal stability of the product.
They're very thick. Those old adobes that are made with straw and dirt and just mixed up in with water, put into forms and sun-dried, that goes back to the book of Genesis.
Absolutely.
And they've been building out of that since the beginning of time.
Jennifer and I are going on an archaeological hike expedition over in the Globe area here in a couple months, and we're hiking into this canyon where there's actually two-story Sinagua ruins that are still there. Of course, the viga posts and everything else have rotted out and caved in, but the walls are still there. And it's incredible how they have calculated it's a box canyon.
Mm-hmm.
The canyon that faces north actually has a different depth and thickness of adobe than the one facing south. And it was a calculation of how long the heat took to transpose through the wall for those inside to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were a lot smarter than we think.
Well, you know, they didn't have any insulation in the ceiling.
That's right.
And the windows were single pane, but the walls were thick.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, this particular place we're hiking to, every one of those places today would be paying a view premium on their lot. I mean, it's just a gorgeous canyon. Talking about how much smarter they are than we sometimes give them credit for, is just the irrigation systems that they had installed all around Casa Grande, all through the Verde River. If you go to Pueblo Grande ruins in Phoenix, they will tell you that from about along the Gila River, about a 80-mile stretch, that at one time they suspect that stretch supported almost 200,000 people.
Wow.
Is that incredible?
That's amazing.
Without air conditioning.
I know.
We're here with John Chamoun of Adobe King, Adobe expert. We're not only going to talk Adobe. When we're talking territorial homes, I have a nickname for territorial homes, and it's called high maintenance. They're about the highest maintenance home you can build, and it's because of the flat roofs and the exposed wood. Now, you can overcome some of that maintenance issue if you'll build with cement concrete block to make it look like adobe. We're going to talk a little bit about what do you do with those vigas that rot through? What do you do with the vigas that get sunburned on top? What do you do with the penetrating moisture of the coming through the windows, the wood headers, the viga beams? What do you do with those little latias that never seem to last much more than about 2 or 3 years before you've got to replace them? Do I have to live with that graying, silver age sunburned wood, or is there to beat all that? We're going to be talking about that and a whole lot more when we get back with John Chamoun, Adobe King of Tucson. We're broadcasting here at Rosie on the House, and we have open lines. If you want to jump on, 1-888-767-4348. You want to talk territorial? You want to talk flat roofs? You want to talk wood preservation? You want to talk about Adobe homes? Now's your chance. Get online right now.